Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Scott Schaefer's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Scott's a new friend. He's a professor at a business at the University of Utah at the David Eccles School of Business there in Salt Lake City. And he and a couple of his buddies have written a book and called the Roadside MBA, Backroad Lessons for Entrepreneurs, Executives, and Small Business Owners. And he's got a very interesting story to tell you, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. Scott Schaefer, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the book. So you and your two buddies, Mike Mazzio and Paul Oyer, have known each other a long time since you were in school together. And you guys get together from time to time over the years at different conferences and renew your acquaintance and your friendship and everything. And tell us how you guys started doing something a little bit different when you'd be at a conference.
Well, we're economists, and so we like economics, but, you know, everybody has their limits on tolerance. And so the three of us would make a habit of renting a car and just getting out of town for a couple of days. You know, if there was a conference in Atlanta, we'd, drive across the border and have breakfast in Alabama. Or if there was a conference in D.C., where you are now, one time we drove all the way to West Virginia for dinner and then drove back. And it was just an opportunity for us to catch up and have a good time together. But on one of those trips, we walked into a shoe store.
I can see why you'd want to do that. Well, you want to do that, Scott? I mean, you get a bunch of economists together at a conference, it can get pretty wild and crazy. I mean, I can see where you wouldn't want to be arrested. I mean, there are rumbles that happen from those things. People get arrested. It can be a nightmare to an economist conference. So I can see why you'd want to do that.
Well, Jim, I mean, it's nothing. I mean, I've been to the accounting meetings also, and that's even worse. So.
Oh, now those are the stories of legend right there.
That's right.
So you guys had hit the road, and what would you find?
Well, one time we walked into a shoe store. Just, we had had lunch, and we were just killing some time before we had to head back. And somehow we struck up a conversation with the employees of this tiny little shoe store. This was up in Maine. And it was the most educational hour we spent that whole year. And so this shoe store, we started talking to them about how the place was run and managed and the secret shopper program and how people were evaluated. And it's all the things that we teach about in business school. And here's this great little example of...
So wait a minute. Let me see if I got this straight. Now, I remember Reagan said an economist is someone who looks at something happening in reality and wonders if it would work in theory. So, are you telling me this is what you guys were doing?
We were seeing the theories play out in reality. That's exactly right. And we were fascinated.
Now, please promise me you won't insult us by saying you were shocked to see so much common sense execution on Main Street. Please tell me you weren't shocked.
We weren't shocked. We were thrilled. Right.
Oh, good. Good. That's a good answer.
What we've seen, you know, so based on that experience, what we've seen is these wonderful applications of exactly the frameworks and theories that we teach in MBA programs.
Yeah.
We've seen these wonderful applications all across the country, and you know, it's been very reaffirming, I would say, that the frameworks that we teach in business school, they're real, right? This isn't, you know, people use that word theory like it.
And the people you observe this doing these things have never been to business school.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Most of them. And so, in fact, if they had gone to business school, they probably weren't doing the right things. I'm sorry. Well, I couldn't resist that, Scott.
We do our best to try to teach people. So let me tell you how I think about this, right? So there's a lot of ways, you know, that there are many, many, many very successful business people who never spent a day inside of business school. And so what a lot of people do when they're making business decisions is they're observing the facts on the ground and they're making strategic decisions, and the learning process involves quite a bit of trial and error, right? And so people will try things, they'll see it's working, they'll see it's not, they'll adapt to what they see, right? And that process of adaptation, if you're smart and thoughtful and creative, like a lot of small business people that we talk to are, will lead you to the right answers, right? And so,
well, and if you think about it, Scott, when a small business owner has a little meeting with his team before they open up, and they say, okay, let's try this today, and 8 o'clock the bell over the door rings, here comes a customer, they try that, it didn't work. At 9 o'clock, they say, okay, let's don't do that anymore. I mean, that's how quick we fix things.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah. And so what we think of as the value of management education is getting you past a few steps of that trial and error a little quicker, right? If you have a good understanding of how markets work, if you have a good understanding of how competition works, if you have a good understanding of how organizations work, you can organize your thoughts about what to try a little quicker. So it's certainly the case that business people find great solutions without formal training. We think the formal training helps as well. And that's what we've tried to do with the book, is package up MBA knowledge with small business examples in a way that can help people who don't have formal training gather some of those valuable
without screwing them up, right?
This is not a book where we say, here are five things you need to do in your business.
Good for you. I know. Folks, I'm having some fun with Scott because I know we can take it, because this book is not like that. This book does exactly what he says. This book does take your common sense, your Main Street, planted in the ground, nowhere to hide common sense that you have either in your small business, and gently ladles on just the right amount of help in the area of just a little bit of sophistication. Because, Scott, we can all use a little bit more sophistication. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back and talk a little bit more with Scott Schaefer. He is the co-author of the new book, Roadside MBA, Backroad Lessons for Entrepreneurs, Executives, and Small Business Owners. It's available wherever books are sold. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Lysingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Lysingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.